It's Sunday, April 5th, 2026. We are now 35 days into the U.S.-Iran-Israel war.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
Well, it wasn't hard to predict 35 days ago. This is a quagmire. It's designed by the globalists to derail Trump's agenda.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups.
You want answers?
You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, welcome to the broadcast, ladies and gentlemen. We're having a wonderful Easter. I just want to say this up front before tonight's special transmission with some huge guests. I'll tell you about in a moment. I am very thankful for my family. I'm very thankful, obviously, for God, the gift of consciousness, number one. Very thankful for the InfoWars crew and all they've been through, particularly in the last few years, and to the viewers and listeners that provide us with the word of mouth, the prayer, and the financial support to be on air. And the left saying, I've turned my back on Trump. I admit Trump was always bad. Never said that. We've had 9 good years of Trump doing a lot of amazing things, and he's gone off the rails in a few ways, but we're opposing that, promoting the good he's done. And it's 9 day compared to the Democrats. And unlike the Democrats, when our leaders are bad and do bad things, we speak out against it. And we stand up for moral imperatives. And our Lord and Savior over 2,000 years ago was crucified and then 3 days later rose from the dead. And the enemies of God absolutely hate Christ. And I believe America, like a phoenix, can rise from the ashes. But regardless, it is us personally that have to be born again and have God's Spirit in us to have us be reborn. That is what baptism is about. It's what the Holy Spirit's about. It's what it's all about. And I have to just tell you on this Easter 2026 that we have to be very thankful to God and have a Thanksgiving, because people didn't know about the private Federal Reserve or the globalists or their operations even 10 years ago, maybe 1% now. This is the hottest topic. People are really getting it. Populists are being elected all over the world. Globalists are in trouble everywhere. And yeah, they can compromise our president. They can get him to go sideways, whatever. But we don't put all our eggs in one basket. We don't bet everything on Trump. Trump is a manifestation of a larger awakening. So we're going to be very critical of things that Trump does that are bad. But at the same time, we need to continue to focus, and I tell myself this because the betrayal makes me so upset, on what the left and the globalists are doing and stay focused on opposing that in the culture war, in the spirit war, in the economic war. And so I just wanted to say up front here tonight on the Sunday broadcast that I'm very thankful for all of you. I salute you. I appreciate you. It's the opposite of taking you for granted. I exist because of your support. We have a will to fight tyranny here, but we can do none of it without you. From myself and the crew to the entire InfoWars family, viewers and listeners of activists out there who are men and women in the arena, I truly want to thank you and salute you and appreciate you for all that you've done on this Easter 2026. And just want to encourage you to realize how important you are, that you are the salt of the earth in this fight, and that without you and what you've done, humanity wouldn't have a chance, because God works through you. Our only hope is God. But God works through temporal agents, through men and women, old, young, white, black, Hispanic, Asian, all of us that bleed red blood, that were made by the same great creator, who have this incredible kinship being made by the creator and sharing this consciousness and this great experience as individuals, but collectively living in the same world, the same society, seeing the same sunsets together, going through the same experiences together. This is an amazing communion to be with you in 2026 on this Easter. So again, I just want to thank you so much for everything you've done. And I want to thank the crew for everything they've done. And they know who they are. Thank you, crew. I want to encourage you all to share the feed right now from Alex Jones on X, Rumble, the Alex Jones Show. And join us for J.P. Sears coming up, Roger Avery on The Great Awakening, and more. The writer of Pulp Fiction, huge director, producer. It's all coming up tonight on this Easter transmission. So start your engines, Paul Revere, and share those feeds. We'll be right back on the other side of this 60-second break. Take action now. coming up in just the next month or so. It looks like this is finally it. They're finally going to be able to shut down InfoWars, but they won't shut you down as InfoWarriors, and that term and that name lives forever. The InfoWar lives forever. In the potential twilight of InfoWars itself as InfoWars.com, we've launched a limited edition line of the InfoWars 1776 limited edition line. A whole bunch of new shirts, a whole bunch of new hats that are limited edition that take a lot of the classic InfoWars shirts. This is the all-time bestseller, navy blue with red InfoWars on it, and adding on the shoulder 1776. These are historic shirts, and they're symbols of your support and your being part of this operation and helping the operation grow and expand into the future. So take action now at thealexjonesstore.com and look at these two new amazing lines.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Yeah, there's a storm loose, sirens in my head, wrapped up in silence, our circuits are dead. Can I be cold? My whole life spins into a frenzy.
Favorite talk show host and comedians and fellow Austinite, J.P. Sears, is here. My wife's also been a huge fan, buys all your merch, wears your stuff constantly, so I'm reminded of you almost every day. AwakenWithJP.com. J.P. Sears is a comedian, author, and YouTuber known for his unapologetic stand for freedom and his satirical take on politics, fitness, and health. His unique approach to comedy encourages his audience to question social norms while embracing personal growth and laughter and authenticity. As a speaker and a creator, he continues to inspire millions to find hope and freedom in everyday absurdities. Now, I know, I've been following you for a decade, that, you know, you've always had kind of like a libertarian, free market, open guy, classical liberal, you know, in many ways, like Thomas Jefferson style, correct me if I'm wrong. And then despite a lot of heat and stuff, you know, over the years started supporting, you know, Trump, because at a lot of levels he was more of a revolutionary. But going, in my view, about 6 months into this new administration, he began to change course when they kicked Musk out. And now, oh, no, we're keeping the glyphosate, lobby protection. No, we're going to war, but it's not a war. So many things he's doing, Ludnick lying about Epstein, and they're defending that and saying Mark Levin is MAGA. Tune into him. This is what I stand for. We need boots on the ground, Levin says. America's going to be ready to die. And then having his surrogates, we know that's White House run, because I had him threaten me, basically, hey, you need to watch out or else, come out and demonize those of us and do all this. Well, that's not intimidating us. And so I held back really going after Trump. I've been critical of him until the last month or so, but he's changed course so badly now. Before, he was somewhat off course. Now he's radically off course, and I'm really, really concerned, and I wanted to get your take, because you're a smart guy, on what you think's happened, what we should do. Obviously, we want to support the Democrats with all their censorship and transgender with the kids, and they want total war with Russia. So I'm really in a quandary here, and it's really a paradox for me. I mean, here's just an example. While you were coming in during the break, I just ran down to get a glass of ice water, and we have Fox News on in the break room, and there's Fox News saying what we already know, unprecedented missile strikes, probably the biggest ever. Every time I'm watching, though they censor everybody else and arrest them in Israel and the UAE and everywhere else when they show the missiles hitting, they arrested over 1,000 people in the UAE. Israel's arrested over 500, I was reading, for showing it, but they let Fox show it, and you'll see, oh, those got shot. Oh, that one came in. Boom, mushroom cloud. And they were just reporting, yeah, unprecedented attacks, a bunch of missiles are getting through. We'll play the clip in a moment. This is literally 5 minutes ago, right before he came on. We got it paused in there. And then I see Trump and Hegseth, oh, they're destroyed. They don't have any military. Nothing's happening. But by the way, you'll be totally obliterated, and we'll never stop until unconditional surrender, give us Strait of Hormuz. Now, Trump, I'm leaving the Strait to you, and it's up to everybody else. It's your fault. You go get it. When meanwhile, it's destroying the world economy. I mean, this is just changing stories every 5 minutes, lying constantly, or maybe his mind's gone, no responsibility. I mean, am I wrong, J.P. Sears?
No, I don't think so. And I think it's obvious for those of us who supported Trump and his candidacy, something has changed and it's not us. And I think what we're seeing now is some people are loyal to Trump at all costs. Some people are loyal to truth at all costs. And I think we have to keep our eye on, we have to be loyal to truth. That's above any single human being. Yes, Trump has been a powerful person. What he represents, what he's driving for, there's just been a change. Now, we can fall for the Orwellian stuff where they essentially tell us, don't trust your senses. Don't trust what your eyes and ears are seeing, telling you what you're hearing. But if you're aligned with truth as a principle rather than being loyal to a person, you have to say, like, there's some weird stuff going on. And I think we have to call balls and strikes as we see him. When Trump does good stuff, awesome. We're gonna say that. He's done a lot of good stuff.
And we're happy to. We want to. We want him to be good.
Yes, we definitely do. And when he's doing stuff, Epstein file cover-ups, fighting a war, very seemingly on behalf of Israel, we have to look at that and call it as we see it. And really, it sucks. But what sucks even more than that is glazing our eyes over and doing this 1984 thing. Like, what we see happening, that's not happening. But man, something big changed.
Well, you are J.P. Sears because you quantified it in 30 seconds when I tried to do it in 5 babbling minutes, literally. We didn't change. Trump changed. We didn't betray him. He betrayed us. It's getting worse. The only hope we have, because we need him in the last 2.5 years he has to continue some of the good reforms he was doing, we're trying to save this, is I think what's what you're saying. And the last straw for me, and I've already been increasingly critical, but the last straw was Joe Kent, 11-time combat vet, wife getting blown up over there, wasn't ever even anti-Israel, was pro-Israel. And then they call him a traitor, a coward, a scumbag, when he's just reporting what the Pentagon's own report to Trump 5 days before was, 90% chance they don't fall, they block the Strait of Hormuz, don't do it. You had Eric Prince saying don't do it. And then they single Ken out as he's the lone kook, he's the traitor, he's the leader of a white supremacist coup, was the talking point by Alan Dershowitz and the rest of the neocons. That is outrageous, to have a bunch of chicken hawks calling a real badass war hero a coward, a piece of filth. When I saw that with the Kent thing, I said, that's it, the gloves are off.
But you are a smart, principled person if you believe exactly what Lindsey Graham believes. I agree. Joe Kent was, I think the camel's back was broke before him. But Joe Kent, what he's come out and said, having the chart.
That was the icing on the cake.
Icing on the cake for sure. So,
well, yeah, exactly. You just quantified it. In fact, I meant to say this. Pull up Lindsey Graham following little kids, little girls around, looking at their asses, just like Biden. And he has a fairy bubble wand, reportedly spent 2.5 days during a government shutdown at Disney World by himself, wandering around looking like a psychotic. I mean, you have a warmongering guy, basically Trump's brain on war, who is following kids around with a Disney wand. Who has no wife, no kids. People are like, well, he must have been with his grandkids. He doesn't have grandkids. It's well known that he's blackmailed. Okay, folks, it's one thing if he's gay, that's fine. No, dude, nobody at 70 follows little girls around for 3 days with a princess wand.
Yeah, this isn't Lindsey Graham being at Disney World when he's 9. I mean, he's present day 70 years old. By the way, how homophobic is that guy? To repress his own alleged homosexuality. So I think maybe he needs to be called out for
being. Well, I think it's a little bit more than homosexuality. I mean, have you seen the looks on his faces while he's wandering around looking at kids?
And for this guy to be so out of touch, telling his constituents in South Carolina, we're going to send your sons and daughters to go fight in this Iran war. And then you watch a clip of him getting booed off the stage for 6 minutes straight. I mean, there is a very huge gap between what he represents and, you know, he's now representing the mainstream conservative narrative and what we, the people, see. It's just a Grand Canyon size gap.
And let's be clear. The polls are out. 80% of Americans across the board don't want boots on the ground. All the members of Congress were saying don't do it. And now the mainstream is boots on the ground. It's not the mainstream. It's a bunch of crazy neocons that want this. And so it's literally Trump betraying us. And then they expect us to line up and do what Mark Levin says and Lady Graham.
Yeah. all on behalf of Israel, the Zionists, via their proxies of our elected representatives. It's really serious when you think about it. There's legitimate treasonous stuff going on. There's foreign infiltration in our government. Like I'm telling you, but it's, I mean, very appalling. It should be very unnerving.
Yeah, we should all be really freaked out. Like Joe Kent, he said, it was a pleasure to serve the administration. I don't want to do this, but I have to draw attention, change course now. And instead they said he's the leader of a neo-Nazi movement when the guy's like basically a libertarian. It's crazy.
Yeah, and you know, their reaction to Joe Kent almost affirms Joe Kent's telling the truth. There's the predictable sort of, we're going to smear his character.
Bongino called him a horrible, degenerate coward. Bongino, okay, you're a New York cop, Secret Service. You're nothing compared to this guy. I know people in Delta Force, they say this guy was like a soldier. Yeah. Like super tier one, super brave, whole nine yards, 6 Bronze Stars. His wife got killed over there too. Called him a coward.
Yeah.
That is like, that'd be like if I said Mike Tyson's a pussy and yeah, I don't even know how to box. I mean, it's just, it's insulting.
And the character assassination that they're trying to do on Joe Kent, I don't think it's working, but it's part of the predictable patterns of a PSYOP. You've got a censorship complex, and part of that is done through character assassination. You try to shut down speech. You've got a consistent narrative. All PSYOPs do, and we've got the consistent, you know, Israel's our greatest ally. We're doing it because we need to. God wants us to, but we're not doing it just for Israel. It's just absolutely nuts. And then you've got, of course, a tribalism component where Trump is telling people you're not MAGA. Lindsey Graham is MAGA, but if you're not with Lindsey, you're not MAGA.
The never Trumper.
It's literally them saying, we're doing a PSYOP. Here's all the components of it. We think you're too dumb to see the obvious predictable components of a PSYOP, our consistent narrative that doesn't match reality. We've got censorship and then tribalism.
Well, I know what's going on from all the sources there. It wasn't Kent I got it from. Two others in the cabinet meeting when I first broke that. Kash Patel comes in 6 days after, I guess, September 16th last year, and he's yelling at Tulsi Gabbard, Joe Kent, others, the vice presidents there. Trump comes in for part of it. And he says, you're not supposed to be involved in intelligence when it was set up for that. And I don't want you involved, and got the White House to agree to shut them out of looking at foreign involvement. And then now that's all been confirmed. It's just incredible. And now we know that Trump's got globalists and they're advising him that want to destroy the MAGA movement. They're saying they're protecting him, but they want to destroy and splinter the movement. So when they turn the propaganda organs, not just the neocons, but Fox News, loose on Trump's real loyal supporters trying to get him to correct course, that's designed to make it self-destruct, and Trump is not sophisticated enough to understand it.
You know, and I don't want to get us too off course, Alex, but I'm
go wherever you want. We got 2 hours.
Curious for your opinion. What would you speculate happened to Trump? Do you think it's a matter of the people in his ears are feeding him bad information, and he's you know, earnest about it, but just believing bad information? Or do you think, you know, blackmail? Or do you think he's been part of a kind of secret society this whole time because something changed?
Well, you could say he's a lame duck now. He doesn't have to run for office, so now he's sold out to the establishment. But definitely they didn't like him before. Definitely they were scared. He definitely was operating on his own before. He's pretty much always been a lone wolf. He doesn't want to go get compromised in an Epstein-type thing. He didn't go get pissed on by Russian hookers. Trump's all about being in charge himself. I think it's a combination of 79, not sleeping, being a workaholic, being burnout, and then being bubble wrapped. I learned very early on that it's whoever can talk to him and whoever he likes. So he liked me and listened to me, and it became a big news article. It's like the main job of the new White House chief of staff is keeping Trump away from Alex Jones and InfoWars. And it was just because I would tell him, hey, you know, Fiona Hill is an operative in your office. You know, she is on the Soros board. He fires her. Just like you see a reporter now, because they let the press in, that's powerful, say, hey, you know, this is going on. He checks it and says, I'm going to take action, and does. So it's that immediacy. So Charlie Kirk was absolutely Trump's favorite. He was anti-Iran war. That's confirmed by text messages and public statements, despite what Bongino says. And Kit confirms that, you know, he saw him there in the Oval Office. He says, please stop Trump. You know, back in June, let's not go to full war. Kirk called me and said, keep it up. Let's stop this war. It'll derail everything. And So that's a whole nother piece of evidence that now Israel is the main suspect in killing him, because of the motive, the background, all of it, and because we now know that, and because we now have the head of the ADL and all these other Israeli operatives saying, we use the pagers to kill people that disagree with us. We need to do that in America. Have you seen that clip?
No.
He says we need to use the same tactics that we use on Hamas against Americans that disagree with us, including exploding pagers. People say, well, he means that as an analogy. No, he says it.
That's not a very good analogy.
Guys, pull it up. Greenblatt says use the same tactics we use on Hamas against Americans. So you had all that with Levin saying 3 months ago to Tucker, you think with your little podcast you got power? We'll take you out. I mean, they're very veiled, thinly veiled. So now people said day one Israel did it. I said, we don't know that, but we learned there was a cover-up. Now they admit that the 30-odd-6 did not shoot him. The ATF, not his lawyers, the ATF did their job and said it was not a 30-odd-6 round. They haven't said what it is yet. But obviously a 30-odd-6 goes through your neck at 150 yards. So what do you make of that? I mean, the point is, this is all unraveling in real time.
Yeah, it really is. And I really appreciated Brett Weinstein maybe a couple weeks ago on Tucker's show coming out and just very level-headedly talking about, like, there's good reason to investigate Israel in this. It's just fascinating how much control that country has over America. You just look at the AIPAC charts, all the funding and the politicians, how much they've funded Trump, which is immense. And
then they brag on Israeli TV they control us.
Yeah.
But then when we talk about it, we're traitors.
And anti-Semites.
Greenblatt in another clip says, anybody that says Israel got this war started needs to be deplatformed and maybe arrested.
Yeah. There's our silencing mechanism, ladies and gentlemen. That's not just censorship. That's taking away your freedom for not supporting the right thing.
You can't make it up. Again, strong claims need strong proof. Here is Greenblatt, like a month ago, saying in Israel's eight-front war, we need the same ingenuity that we use with the exploding pagers. And you can say it's thinly veiled. It's not thinly veiled when you had everything else that's happening. Here it is.
We've got to start doing things differently. And the same goes here in Israel. This means that the problem won't be solved by yet another new Knesset task force. It won't be solved by the government just throwing money at the problem. It won't be solved by the IDF spokesperson's unit issuing updated talking points or suddenly using TikTok. Like us in America, you need to adopt new strategies, to experiment with creative tactics, to study the results and scale what works. Maybe it's a whole new IDF unit, call it 8300, to lead this fight. But we need the kind of genius that manufactured Apollo gold pagers and infiltrated Hezbollah for over a decade to prepare for this battle. We need the kind of courage that executed Operation Deep Layer inside Syria and destroyed Iranian missile manufacturing capabilities to undertake this mission. This is the kind of ingenuity and inventiveness that have always been a hallmark of the State of Israel, that have always been a characteristic of the Jewish people. I know we can do it.
J.P. Sears, you can say it's thinly veiled as a threat, but you cannot deny, tell me if I'm wrong, he's talking about a coup against America, a military operation with Israeli intelligence in America, cut and dry right there.
Yeah, and then you also have them kind of tipping their hat of people who see that, call that out. They want to just throw them in prison. Alex, can you send that clip to the FBI? I think they should.
By the way, the crew found that one quickly. I didn't tell them beforehand. I should have. What's the clip? I'm just thinking I thought of the headline of that, so I did it. He also came out like last week, I think like on NBC News, and he said, anyone claiming Israel got this war started is terrible, and they've got to be dealt with as basically terrorists. And there was another clip. I mean, it's
complete tyranny at this point.
Israel struck, I confirm this, Trump had backed off because he'd gotten a bunch of generals, including the chairman, told him, don't do it. It's not going to work. He'd backed off one day before they were going to do it. And so Israel struck the day before to drag us in. And then when Rubio told the truth, Trump made him come out and say he was wrong. But then when Trump said, don't bomb their electrical stuff 2 weeks ago, Israel said, screw you, we're not stopping. So it's openly Israel running us. I mean, it's a fact, folks.
And I think Joe Kent's pointed out so well.
Well, this is another one you found. No, make your Joe Kent point. We'll go to this in a minute.
Yeah, I think Joe Kent pointing out, we can't get out of this war unless we restrain Israel. Do we have the does Trump administration have the capability or the willingness to do that is a very fair question. But yeah, I don't think we get out of the war unless Israel is restrained, or else we try to step out and they keep dragging us back in.
Remember the Jungle Book where the snake, I think it's Ka, is hypnotizing Mowgli to eat him and the eyes are spinning? Guys, pull up Ka the Snake, Jungle Book hypnotizes Mowgli. It's like Mark Levin has done it, because Trump on Truth Social all the time says, do what Mark Levin says. He's the one. He knows. Tune in tonight. This is what we must do. And it's like, we must have ground troops. We must be ready to die. It may take years. We've got to do it. And it's like, he's like hypnotizing us.
Yeah, it's not working on all of us. It's definitely working on some people. You know, a term so many people became familiar with during COVID is mass formation psychosis. We have that, ladies and gentlemen. We certainly have mass formation psychosis going in our country to support Israel at the expense of...
And this is actual footage right here of Trump meeting at the Oval Office last week with Mark Levin.
Yep, that's confirmed. Alex, I was on hand at the White House to take this with myself. That's done with an iPhone.
Yeah.
Pretty good resolution.
Old Mark Levin. He's very agile, too.
Boy, he's... He's a scholar of our time. I love his Twitter. You just watching him call people Nazis and anti-Semites. Very nuanced conversation.
I was actually blessed this morning to wake up that he attacked me quite a few times yesterday.
Oh, congratulations. By the way, if you ever wake up and Mark Levin's like retweeting you and like, hey, Alex,
it's time to commit suicide.
You need to worry about something. Yeah, what'd you do wrong?
It's time to jump out of an airplane without a parachute.
Probably, yeah.
Here's my deal. I don't have some existential hate of Jews or Israel or any of this. A lot of Jews don't like this. I hate the, you know, I've been the guy to try not to go here. But now the nightmare's here. I mean, Israel's literally running our country right now. A weird, crazy faction in Israel that's been convicted of crimes.
Yeah, very much so. Also, I saw just recently, I'm not sure how long it's been out, and you see everything. You probably saw the IDF soldier testifying to, he was giving a stand down order on October 7th.
Yes.
It's like that's the government we're dealing with. And to suggest that the government of a major country in the world is corrupt, that is not far-fetched. That's going to be accurate most of the time, if not 100% of the time.
Exactly.
Including our own. And for this to be written off as, well, you're anti-Semitic. No, I'm actually anti-evil. And I'm anti-falling for lies, hypocrisy, and deception.
You know what? Since you mentioned that, let's go to break and come back with J.P. Sears and play this clip. But again, Flynn, General Flynn talks to all these generals. He knows them well. They're all pissed off and say Netanyahu ordered to stand down. And then Netanyahu says, yeah, we'll investigate after the war's over. It's never going to end. Greater Israel goes on forever.
Yeah.
And now notice Israel's been saying, his deputies have been saying, after Iran, Turkey, because they're bad. Turkey's even more powerful than Iran.
Yeah. It might as well get Australia too, but yeah, line them up. We got the...
Turkey has the biggest army in Europe.
Do they really? I didn't know that.
Other than the Russians, if you count Russians as European. No, it's the biggest standing army.
No kidding.
Yeah, the biggest, the most conventional helicopters, jets, tanks, troops.
So Netanyahu...
Dude, it's the Ottoman Empire, man. They're not playing around.
He's saying we got to get them next.
Yeah, the former prime minister and then Netanyahu's deputy are saying... Clearly, the war doesn't end with Iran. Now it's Turkey.
It's almost like the guy wants war.
Almost like the one of Greater Israel.
Almost. Almost.
But notice Israel says they won't help us in a ground war in Iran.
Yeah. Beautiful ally.
We'll be right back. Everything I sell to you works. Obviously, that's the goal. So that you get it, and you like it, and you want to get it again. Everything I sell to you, we put deep research into, and I personally use. Now, I've been promoting Zeolites for decades with great sponsors, because they really work, and I'll tell you what they are. Well, Bigly, our sponsor, has a really high-quality, private-label, top-selling brand that we were able to private-label we're bringing to you right now. With the unprecedented toxins in the environment, with the chemtrailing, all the garbage in the food, it is more important than ever to take Zeolites on a regular basis, but not all Zeolites are created equal. This is really a high-quality Zeolite. Please do your own research. and then go to the OliveStoneStore.com and secure our high-quality zeolite formula. Now let's go over just some of the incredible facts. We're swimming in toxins every single day. Metals from the air, chemicals in the food and water. Your body needs help binding and eliminating this garbage before it builds up and destroys your cells. Enter Zeolite Detox Defense, advanced binding agent. This isn't some gimmick. Zeolite is a naturally occurring volcanic mineral with a unique cage-like crystalline structure that acts like a molecular trap. Through ion exchange and absorption, it selectively grabs positively charged toxins, heavy metals, ammonia, and other unwanted compounds while letting beneficial minerals stay put. Then it escorts them straight out of your system through your gut. Paired with folic acid, it also supports healthy mineral transport and cleaner internal environment. Users report feeling lighter, more balanced, and clear-headed with consistent daily use. Just one dose a day gives you 60 full servings of detox support. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't steer you wrong. You know that. If you love our methylene blue, if you love our bovine colostrum, if you love the other incredible products like our T3 iodine, you are going to love this Zeolite Detox Formula. Secure yours now at thealexjonesstore.com. And if you haven't checked out the other supplements like our methylene red that's proprietary to us, our ultramethylene blue that is on record the strongest and the best, then check it out today. And while you're there, check out the widest selection of Patriot apparel, baseball caps, t-shirts, hoodies, you name it, to spread the word of freedom in America and worldwide. Bottom line, thanks for keeping us on the air over the years. We're facing some of the biggest challenges ever to stay on the air. But thanks to you standing with us as our partners, the InfoWar, we are stronger than ever. So thank you so much for your support. Now please visit thealexjonesstore.com today. And if you want to get massive discounts on all the supplements, sign up as a subscriber. Lock in your orders in the future. You can cancel any time. So all you're really locking in is the massive discounts. Same thing with VIPs. Cancel any time. $30 a month. Get $40 to spend in the store. Special deals, special offers, special sales on everything. So if you're buying anything at thealexjonesstore.com, you should be a VIP. Thank you so much for your support. Now secure your Zeolite formula now at thealexjonesstore.com.
What's this? Oh, I've got Power Plan. Oh, what's this? I've got Methyl Drive, the two ingredients in the Power Drive bundle, which is available at thealexjonesstore.com. Take them. Pure power, pure energy, raise testosterone, improve mitochondrial function, methylation genes in enzymatic processes throughout the body. Pairs perfectly, absolutely perfectly with Methylene Blue. These are the two products made to work in conjunction together with Methylene Blue. I made them, I developed them, high quality mineral blends, methylation blends, adaptogenic herbs, functional mushrooms, and the CoQ10, the PQQ. What you want for metabolic health and mitochondrial function. I want you to win today. I want you to succeed. Take out the enemy. Choose freedom.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
The year is 1995, and InfoWars launches the last of America's counter-globalist probes. In a freak mishap, InfoWars.com and Alex Jones are blown out of their trajectory into an orbit which freezes his life support systems and returns Alex Jones to Earth 25 years later.
Transdimensionally, over the space-time continuum through fault space, where people are extremely lazy. The social engineers are there laughing. What we envisioned 100 years ago, 20 years ago, is now reality. While the society unravels, men run around totally frantic, not knowing how to be men, and women run around frantic, not knowing how to be women, and they don't understand that it's an animating contest of life and that it's fulfilling to be informed, it's fulfilling to be involved, it's fulfilling.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
is here. We're simpatico on all this. And the dam is broken. Everybody's done. I've got all these friends, all these family that are hardcore conservatives, patriots. They are horrified by what's happening with Trump. They're very sad about it. Hopefully there's some way for Trump to extricate himself. But I see him, you know, when they asked 2 days ago, what do you think of Tulsi Gabbard? He goes, ah, she's okay. When you do that, she's gone, I predict. I mean, this is a purge. He's decided to go with the neocons. They were all against him before, but now that they kiss his ass and tell him he's great, I've confirmed he wants to hear nothing negative. He wants nothing but yes men. And so we're in big trouble. And we have to admit that, Trump's like a melting down nuclear reactor, okay? And that's where it is. I mean, in fact, I didn't play this clip earlier. Do you guys still have Fox paused? Because I know you didn't grab the clip. I know sometimes when it's paused, it jumps ahead. Do you still have that ready from the start of the hour? Okay, listen to this, JP. Here's Fox, again, reporting that the biggest bombardment yet, a bunch of the missiles are getting through, and I can play the clips. I played them yesterday, and I have new ones today. They're gone. They have no military. They can't. They don't have a BB gun. You know, Trump's like, what are you going to do with the Strait? You got a BB gun to close it? Then another video, he says, oh, they can close it with shoulder-fired missiles, so we're out. So he says the truth one moment, and in the same press conference, but they can close it whenever they want. Oh, they don't even have a BB gun. They can't close it, but they can close it, so we're out. And I'm just like, dude, in the same statement?
Yeah, and within the premise of the reason we're going to war with them is because they have nuclear capabilities or they're close. So, like, that's also more than a BB gun as well. Just not to forget that, as long as
we're exactly. They may have secret nukes, but they don't even have a BB gun.
Right.
So Trump didn't. What do you think? You asked me what you think's going on. I think it's cognitive exhaustion. His ankles are swollen. That means heart failure. What do you think's happening?
And do you know who Chase Hughes is?
Yeah.
I have so much respect for that guy's work. If you haven't watched Chase Hughes, check him out. You find him on YouTube. But he is a mind expert. He used to be with the military. He can tell you all about PSYOPs. And he will tell you anybody can be brainwashed. So you mentioned the bubble around Trump with the neocons. Being a little bit charitable here, I think he's brainwashed by the people around him and folks like yourself, Alex, who might have an alternative theory, or folks like Joe Kent. They're cut out of the equation. So I like to think at heart, Trump is a good guy. I mean, you look at what he's been through, and no ordinary human with a small closed heart the guy has shown so much heart. So I think he's just been, I'd like to think he's just been co-opted by evil forces who have, excuse me, brainwashed him, and therefore his actions follow the stuff they've programmed his brain with.
Well, there's a reason I don't like to do nighttime shows. They're the most entertaining, but even when I'm not drinking, and I'm going to go 6 months now without drinking, finally conquered that. But routinely, if I'm doing a late night show and I've been up since 5 a.m., I tune into the show later and I go, I don't agree with what I just said, and I don't agree with that. And even though I'm being sarcastic, it comes off wrong. And I'm like, at 52, I still have this energy. I'll still go, but the end product is not as good as me at noon. And you can just see it. And I confirm he sleeps like 2 hours a night at 79. So I think he's basically in a haze. Like I went on Tim Pool and I got up at 3 a.m., couldn't sleep, worked really hard all day, thought, let me have a couple double vodkas right before I go on. Hadn't had anything to drink. Normally I could drink 4 shots of vodka and I don't even feel it. I basically went to sleep on Tim's show a month ago. And I watched it later. I said, wait, I had like 4 shots over like 30 minutes, or an hour. That would normally not even feel that. But because I was so exhausted, one eye closed, that's what happens. And I just was exhausted and I was just on air, totally unconscious because of exhaustion. And I think that's what you see with Trump.
Yeah, and you mentioned Trump's, he's 79. I'm almost 45. Past few days, I'm a little underrested, dealing with some kind of vintage lab-borne virus, probably. A little bit of a cough. So being like a little bit less than my baseline, my brain, it is noticeably underperforming the past couple days. And I'm 45. Trump is 79. And by the way, my workload is 1/1000th of what Trump's is, with far less consequences.
Yeah, I mean, I know that. Look, that's total unconscious exhaustion.
Yeah. So if you have a a mind, a brain that's older, it's gotta be fatigued. It's just easier to get inside that brain.
I was talking to the Hodge twins when they were in Vegas a few years ago during the campaign, and it's 125. Everyone's passing out. He's in a blue suit in the sun. 3 hours won't stop. Like, I couldn't do that when I was 20. So he is incredible, but come on, folks.
Yeah, you know, nobody's Superman. Nobody is just immortal. So I don't know that Trump has the humbleness. I like that he doesn't. I personally think his sort of arrogance and a little bit of narcissism is very entertaining. But the guy is a human. We have to realize that.
Well, you talk about experts. Trump is a high-functioning Asperger's, just like Elon Musk. There's no doubt.
Yeah.
And so he can't stop.
Yeah. I'd like to get me some nice autism. I think it'd be good for my work. Asperger's, maybe some autism.
It's definitely a gift if you're high functioning.
Yeah, I'm going to get the next vaccine, hoping to get just inflicted.
Well, that's another thing. He's taken, I think now he said 5 of the COVID shots.
That's right. That's right. We kind of forget that he does COVID vaccines. That's interesting. Maybe he's addicted. We don't know.
Addicted to blood clots. Since I mentioned it, here's the Fox News clip. Just to give you an example, because remember, I can play the clips if you want. You've all heard it. They don't have BB guns. They're done. No. Biggest attacks yet. And now because Israel's out of interceptors and because they've blown up two of the main radars that are $500 million apiece, they can't direct it as well with the satellites and the radar. These aren't normal radars that spin every second. This is a directed radar that keeps it in live time with a satellite. Satellite targets at one pinpoint, radar this, the missiles tie into that. That's why suddenly the missiles are going through. We're told they're out of missiles. They're not out of missiles. Here's the clip.
Who's live in Tel Aviv, Israel? Hi, Jonathan.
Hi, Ben. Israel in general and Tel Aviv in particular have been under perhaps the most intense bombardment from Iran since the very early days of this war, as the Jewish nation begins the holiday of Passover. Throughout the day today, we have watched again and again as interceptors have been launched to try to take down incoming missiles over the skyline here. In some cases, they were successful in taking down those missiles, but some of the cluster munitions that we've talked about so much that break up into tiny bomblets, impacts that there have been on the ground here, and an 11-year-old girl, we understand, is tonight in critical condition. Meantime, the U.S. and Israel keep up their bombardment of targets in Tehran and across Iran, military and regime targets the focus once again.
So my point is, and I don't watch Fox a ton, but we have CNN, Fox on, we monitor, we got TVs all over the studio. I'm watching Fox yesterday 2 or 3 times because I was up here in the morning and late at night, and it's like, we're here, it's live. That one made it in, boom, and then you never hear about it again. So Fox has got some weird deal where they're allowed to show, but everybody else gets arrested.
Yeah.
But what about that?
Yeah, I almost think some of our news stations have some Israeli influence on them as well.
Think so?
Yeah, it's weird. It's weird, almost like, Alex, you're going to need to sit down for this. You already are. I think the news helps control the narrative. And who wants to control the narrative in this seems to be Israel. Now, I know that's a lot to take in. That's probably shocking.
And
you can disprove me. I'm probably wrong. But God, just stating the obvious.
Well, that's my question. They've arrested 500 people, they say, in Israel, over 1,000 in the UAE, a bunch of others, that just, hey, look, this apartment building's on fire. So why is Fox allowed to show it, but I guess they limit it? Because everybody else is not allowed to. Why does Fox have the express license to show that hits are getting through, but nobody else does? That's why it's weird. Like, if you show that as on your cell phone in Israel, you're arrested.
Yeah.
But if Fox shows it, it's okay.
Yeah, I don't know. The only thing that makes sense to me is to control the narrative, you got to keep it believable. So, you know, we're going to show you some strikes in Israel. A little something's happening. Look, Fox News, they're a little more trustworthy here. They've got
like the Iranians
footage.
Deserve it. See, because they're hitting Israel.
Yeah. So I don't know.
But then Trump comes out and says nothing's getting through. They're obliterated.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Fox, record level missiles hitting. Okay. Well, what am I supposed to? The biggest one was They gave us a gift of, you know, 10 ships, blah, blah. Iran announced 3 weeks ago they're going to let Pakistani, Chinese, Indian, all these ships through. They're not giving us that. Oh, they're letting those ships through that bought it.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's a lie.
Yeah.
And then I posted an article about it showing them. They go, you traitor, you Qatari agent. I'm like, no, I'm an agent of truth. I can't sit here and lie to my viewers.
Yeah, the Qatari agent's fun. And just
have you gotten one of those checks yet? I sure haven't.
No. You know, I've been accused online of getting rich off Jew hate. And I find that funny because I don't hate Jews, nor have I gotten rich from it. But apparently it's a very easy route to get very wealthy is hating Jews, not supporting the government of Israel is the definition of Jew hate.
The convicted criminal Netanyahu. If you don't support him, you're anti-Jew.
Correct. Who's currently on trial for corruption, looks insanely guilty to me. Someone in his government gave a stand down order on October 7th at 5:20 a.m.
By the way, since he mentioned we have that Israeli soldier being ordered the stand down, Flynn confirmed he talked to the generals and said it happened. Just show some B-roll of that. It's in Hebrew. We're not going to play it, but just show that. Yeah. Keep going. Yeah. So, JP, let me ask you this question. Where do you see this going? Because, you know, they say, oh, Tucker's a Nazi, Joe Kent's a Nazi, everybody's a Nazi that is not for this, and all these lies. But then Tucker goes over when he's in Israel and releases it last week, the BB files, where he has every former intelligence chief and a whole bunch of generals saying this is insane and bad for Israel and the world, and agreeing. So it's not one monolith over there. Are they all secretly Nazis too? And part of a neo-Nazi coup?
Yeah, apparently everybody is. But wait, you know, where I see it going, I couldn't even tell you in a geopolitical realm. I am just not smart enough to have good predictions for that. But what I can say is things have ramped up against us citizens. And I think what COVID taught us is we get really strong when we stay principled to truth, when we don't bend down and say, you know, well, okay, let's go along with it because look, there's infighting in the conservative party. We let's just not call it out because we're going to get the Democrats elected. I think right now we are going through strength training. We thought we went through strength training with COVID and we did. We the people got way stronger. And I think we're going through that now. So at a 50,000 foot view from above perspective, I see we the people getting way stronger, way more awake as we go out to the other side of this. And whatever that looks like externally, I haven't got the slightest clue.
I 1,000,000,000% agree with you. In fact, I was going to start the show this morning. Oh, JP's coming in. What I want to say, the Iran war is the new COVID, yeah, which we know came out documents. They set Trump up. We're not defending him. It's the truth. They already had it ready for years. Operation Lockstep, Bill Gates. They bring it out to kill the recovery. He buys into it, kind of backs out of it. Democrats make it 10 times worse once Biden gets in 2021. And now this war is the new COVID to shut down the recovery.
Yeah.
But you're saying a larger thing, the gaslighting, the attempt to break us is going to backfire. And I think you're right.
Yeah. What we're learning, I think we should have already learned this, but we need to really learn it again. We can't elect our way out of this. You know,
no one's coming to save you.
Right. Going up to the 2024 election, the biggest thing I said is my fear is that people will have so much faith in Trump that they'll get weak and they'll get lazy, believing he's the solution to our problem.
The problem's handled.
Yeah. But, you know, here we're learning. If you thought that was true, you shouldn't have thought that was true. But if you did, you're learning that's just not true. We can't elect our way out of this. I think it's on us, the individual selves in the body of humanity, us as individuals. We have to become stronger people in mind and in body. And
talk about that. I mean, it means noncompliance, but also building an alternative, not submitting to tyranny. There's so many ways to do it.
Yeah, you control the narrative through your thinking, using your brain. You can't not do that. So you have to have a strong mind. You have to be responsible for yourself and your family. That's easy to say. It's harder to do, but we have to work towards that. So we have to control our destinies as individuals. Because remember,
that's right. Each family should be an autonomous, independent fortress that then works with other groups that have similar views as a cellular group connecting to others.
Correct. Like if we're all, you know, if your community, let's say that's the liver, cool, you're all liver cells. What you do as a cell, it, that matters, but also integrated into your community. But trying to elect our way out of this, that's like if you have a disease and you start screaming for external help. No, that's not really going to work that way. Your cells have to get right. We are the cells in the body of humanity. We have to get right. And that starts with ourselves because, again, this is really proving we can't elect our way out of this. You know, whether the Democrats win or, you know, J.D. Vance wins. Cool. We
all- the left knows this. You have to think global, act local. It's all about grassroots.
It really is. And hopefully, like, next elections, the guy we want to win, hopefully that happens. That's probably a help, but we can't elect our way out of this.
And at the same time, people can't expect instant gratification because as negative as Trump going sideways is, we got a lot of gains. People are more awake than ever. So we can't just give up because we want an instant gratification. But realize this is the fighting, you know, good versus evil. This is all a personal thing that collectively connects together, but it just continues on. This is the animating struggle of liberty.
Yeah. Yeah. And by the way, the temptation for distraction, it's never been higher. You know, pay attention to what's going on in Iran all over the place. And yeah, like, let's monitor that.
Meanwhile, they're passing internet ID.
Absolutely. And people are paying less attention to their lives, their children. But if you want to be powerful, raise children with really, really good values. Put time in with your children. Contribute to a better society around you.
Teach them they have agency. They have a will. They have a destiny.
Absolutely.
It's like a superhero thing, but it's for real.
And that's where our real power is. But the problem with that is it's not like egoically gratifying. You don't get dopamine hits. Nobody comes along and says, dude, look how powerful that American is. He's spending time with his children, raising great
children. It's not instant, but it's so much better long term.
100%. The things that tend to give us instant gratification are almost always bad for us. And the things that are really good for us long term almost never offer instant gratification. Like, you know, I saw your gym, you go work out. That sucks. It hurts. You're filled with lactic acid. You can barely breathe. But a month down the road, let alone 2 years down the road, you are a stronger human. There's no real instant gratification of working out. But sit back, fill your mouth full of sugar. There's some instant gratification in that. Feels good. But long term, you're just in a deeper metabolic hole. You're a weaker person.
Yeah, the thing I haven't conquered yet is if I just took off 7-8 days and didn't look, I looked at politics like an hour a day, not 18, and I felt so good. So it is good for fighters to also take a break sometimes, because for me, it's just like analyzing stuff constantly. It's just crazy. But that's kind of the extreme end of it. Other people don't analyze anything. Yeah. That's an even worse position.
Two opposite ends of the polarity right there. I think we need.
How do you find balance to like not go too far?
Yeah, to me, the biggest trick of finding balance is to notice when I'm out of balance. When I notice like, holy hell, I'm just checking Twitter. My brain feels soggy. So here's how I do it. When I'm investigating something, I'll ask myself the question, am I using this for my work? Is it going to help me awaken more people? Is it going to awaken me to a better degree where I can be more effective? If so, I'll invest time in this. But if not, if I'm just curious, if I'm just looking for dopamine hits, then I'll hopefully catch myself, and I do a pretty decent job, and say, I don't need to invest my time in that right now. Let me pay attention to what's going on in my three-dimensional.
Yeah, I mean, I've never been a huge porn guy, but I've certainly looked at it plenty since I was a kid growing up. You know, it was Playboy magazines, whatever. But I've learned to almost never even look at anything that pops up, and I kind of go, all of a sudden, what am I doing? I'm like, you know, because it's robbing me of all this other stuff I can do. It's not satisfying. It's like eating cotton candy gives you a headache. It tastes good while you're eating it, but an hour later, you have a horrible headache.
Yeah. And you know, here's just a little litmus test that helps you tell if you're falling for distractions. Because we see the global events and what's happening in the Trump administration, and it's so stressful. But if you don't realize, hey, I have a ratio of about 90% blessings in my life to 10% like gnarly stuff going on, you're probably missing the boat. If you think, well, the world's coming to an end and everything sucks, look around you. If you're in America, you probably are swimming in at least 90%.
That's my next question. How do we because I can't help but watching Trump go sideways, spending all my time on that. I am being diverted, too, from other stuff. How do we... I need to cover more positive stuff, I think. And I do it some, but we really should have that debate. Because when we're up here giving advice, folks, remember, we're telling you from a position of trying to be better as well.
Yeah.
We're not like, I mean, you know, I'm being completely honest about stuff. Like, gosh, I've almost quit watching porn. You know, I'm just being completely honest here. Because, again, it's emptiness. We have to go with what is fulfilling long term.
Yeah. And I think human connection, I mean, it sounds just sort of trite and cliche to say, but human connection is one of the things that fulfills us, contributing to the betterment of the lives of our family, our friends, our community. That fulfills us, knowing what our purpose is and then taking action on that. That fulfills us. But an endless sea of filling your brain 24/7 with what's going on externally, eventually you cross a point where, like, this isn't beneficial anymore.
And you're wandering around as a warmongering ring wraith with a princess wand at Disney World stalking children.
That's 100% what will happen.
You don't want to end up there. I want to come back and talk about that. And I want to open the phones up for Israelis. I said that idea. I want to hear from Israelis. Maybe you agree with the war, disagree. Only calls from Israel or American Israelis living here. We're not going to censor you. We want to hear what you have to say. We'll treat you with respect. I'll give you the toll-free number when we come back. I'll do it right now. 877-789-2539. 877-789-ALEX. 877-789-2539. Or if you can't call toll-free internationally, do 512-646-1776. We'll come back with J.P. Sears and more. But briefly, I know you're the big health guy. You're way better shape than I am. Don't kick my ass. I've seen you working out with the Liver King. You say you've taken methylene before. I want you to take our medical grade. It takes 30 minutes to kick in. I've given this to 500 people. Only 3 people didn't feel it right away. So good for your body. I'd like you to drink this, Jay. You said earlier, what? I appreciate it. I want to get your true review. If it doesn't work, tell me. Here it is, brother. It looks just like the stuff from Dune, the water of life. He's drinking the juice of a strangled, drowned sandworm right now. Baron Harkonnen is not happy. We're going to see what happens coming up. All right. He just took a full dose of ultramethylene blue at the alexjonesstore.com. We got big sales going right now. The new Faraday bag is selling out. Got to tell you, I'm not BSing. Some of the best designs. I'm jealous of the designs, the best t-shirts. How do people get your t-shirts?
Oh, well, I actually discontinued the t-shirts, just wanting to simplify.
Why the hell would you? I didn't even know that. Why would you do that? My wife loves those.
I know. Your wife was keeping me in business for the longest time. But you can check out my website anyway, awakenwithjp.com.
Incredible supplements, too.
It's got link. I'm proud to have a lot of good sponsors.
People got to support you. We'll talk about it more coming up. Back in 2 minutes. Stay with us. Let me do this. The folks at Bigly, about 7-8 months ago, came out with this top-of-the-line Faraday cage backpack with all these special pockets, super high quality. I'd previously bought a bag for myself personally like this, similar brand, for $500. The problem was they only got 500 of these. Well, guess what? They got a couple thousand of them finally in. It took 7-8 months. It's a $600 value, just the bag, for $249, but guess what comes in it? America First Faraday bag, America First Tactical Trench Knife, it's badass, America First T-shirt, MK Ultra Atomic Defense Supplements, Shilajit Gummy, Shilajit Capsules, Irish Sea Moss Capsules, Warcry Premium product, and more. And VIP members get it for $199. Also, as you can now read in the newspapers, the Texas receiver is saying he's not going to pay the rent or the bills. So you ask, when are we going to shut down? Tomorrow? 2 weeks from now? I'm going to just wait till the lights turn off, okay? You'll probably see InfoWars go down the site. You see streaming shut down. Once we can't do it, we have the All Shows Network built at Bigly Owns, and I'm going to go over and do it there. But I'm going to ride this horse till it dies. I'm going to ride this race car till the engine blows or the wheels come off. Or I crash into the embankment. I ain't giving up. I'm riding this horse till I win or I lose. And then the media's like, oh, he's finally going to lose. Oh, yeah, all right. I am the InfoWar. Our listeners are the InfoWar. And we got a whole line. Here's the first one of a limited edition Veterans of the InfoWar t-shirts. Look at this. This is badass. And it's the troops on Iwo Jima raising the American flag with the InfoWars patch where the stars are. InfoWars lives forever. It is an amazing limited edition shirt. Look at that bad boy. And it funds this operation, but also the Alex Jones Network to keep us on the air. We need funds. We want to get more reporters back and expand, but we need your support. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones